Clamp down. Twitter has claimed another victim of the clampdown. Thomas Paine, a true pundit, right behind the New York Post this election season, was getting a clampdown by the social media geeks. They ruined one of the biggest stories of the 2020 election. They put the clampdown on it. And this is what they do. This is what fucking tyrants do. And little pieces of shit like Jack Dorsey, this is what they do. And we're going to lay it all out for you. We're going to embarrass the living shit out of these tyrants. And these small penis fucking... I swear to God, these Napoleons, these little Napoleons. These guys make Fauci look like Wilt Chamberlain. It's unbelievable what they did tonight. I was going to do a podcast and talk about all the news and everything. But the news is what they did to us tonight. We had a massive, massive, massive bombshell. And it's still good. Guess what? It's not going away. It's still a bombshell. It's going to play out. This could decide the election. And we had the exclusive because of our contacts in Pennsylvania. I mean, Jesus. If we don't have good contacts in Pennsylvania, what the hell good are we? Twitter had to step in and put the kibosh to it. I think I'm suspended now from Twitter. I don't know. I'm not going to press the magic button and make the tweet go away so I can get back in the good graces of these. I think this is a bigger story than Hunter Biden because this could cost Trump the election. And you folks out there, since we're not on Twitter right now, Dorsey a couple weeks ago just eliminated our Twitter account. I don't know. They didn't give us a reason. Tonight, they gave us a reason why they shut me down. But the reason doesn't make any sense. Of course, they don't have to make any sense, right? They do what they want to do. And we just have to bend over and take it. That's the way it is today. But I have to tell you, spread this podcast around and get it out there because this is alarming what they did. And it could cost Trump the election. It could cost Trump Pennsylvania. And I tweeted it and was working on the story while the polls in Pennsylvania are still open, as you will see, and as we'll lay out. I can't even. It's a new low for these hobos. It really is. And, I waited for most of the night to play out so we could get the story right and I could calm down because I did the Moore Payne Show. If you watch the Moore Payne Show on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, you see me getting more and more pissed off because we found out, and we'll play a clip for you. We found out on the fly, literally, that they locked down the Twitter account and they deleted the tweet, more importantly. A tweet that went viral. I'd never had a tweet go viral like that. Maybe the Wiener laptop story tweet. Maybe. But I didn't have the following I have. I didn't have 300,000 people on Twitter at the time. I had like 60,000. But this thing took off. You know why it took off? Because it's true. We're going to lay it all out for you. I'll appeal it with Twitter. I don't really care what happens. I think it's time probably to sue these fucks. I just don't know any lawyer with the balls to do it or to stand up to these guys. Most of the lawyers I've dealt with are wimps. They don't want to go for the jugular. Like when I'm in this fucking street fight like I am now, I'll go for the jugular. It's 2:00 in the morning on the East Coast. I'm ready to scrap, man. I've been sitting seething for 6 or 7 hours waiting for this to play out. And it all came together very nicely, like I knew it would. I can't even. Something needs to be done about guys like Dorsey and Zuckerberg. Other than the fact that all we can do is get the hell off these platforms, but these guys are fucking information terrorists. And the guys in Congress are fucking useless criminals who take big money from tech lobby, talk a good game, but at the end of the day, they do nothing. And this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. If the president loses this election, it's on you feckless motherfuckers in D.C. for letting these criminals in Silicon Valley run wild while you shake your head. Oh, we're going to do something. Go on Fox News. Oh, we got to do something. You're full of shit. While you're stuffing your pockets with their money, you lie to us through your teeth all the time. And this is what you get. This is a perfect example of what happens when you allow criminals to proliferate unchecked. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. They curb journalists. No problem. Got a viral story? Biggest story of the night. Might be the biggest story of the election when I lay this out for you. I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking making this up. You think I'm kidding? You think after a tweet, 20 minutes after I tweet something, they lock me down? 20 minutes. Tell me they don't have my account on a meter. I say, holy shit, he's got something crazy, like a fish on a line. Holy shit, get over there. What's he? Clamp him down. Clamp him down. He doesn't get to say anything, even if it's true. Fake news. Well, it's not fake news. It's big news. And everybody out there should be outraged. Not just because it's me. I don't give a shit. I would be just as outraged. I was outraged when they did it to the New York Post. Except guess what? The election's not on the line now. Pennsylvania is the fucking keystone state of the election. I said that. I said it in my last podcast. Pain in the morning. On election day, I said, Pennsylvania's going to come. It's going to come down to Pennsylvania. And that's exactly what it's going to come down to, folks. And this is why they're doing this. And wait till you see this shit. I'm not holding out on you. I need to lay this out. It's been an insane night here. Insane. The problem with these guys is this. The difference between me and other folks. I've been through this many times with the FBI, with U.S. senators, as a journalist, right? I'm not some fucking wallflower runs and hides. You know what I mean? It's in the fetal position in the corner, naked and shivering, right? I like fighting. I've been doing it my whole life. Not only that, I've been through a number of wars. This is nothing. Dorsey is a fucking butter stick. He's nothing. You know why? Because I got the facts. Because I don't put a tweet out like the one that got banned in 20 minutes. 15 minutes, I think it was. I don't know. We have a video I'll show you. I don't put a tweet out like that unless I got I got them by the balls. I don't put tweets out like that on fucking spec. One of my sources checks in. They give me stuff. Boom. I already have the backup in case some tyrant tries to pull a power move. I let this guy Dorsey and Twitter dig their own grave tonight. I come in hours later and I start throwing dirt on top of their heads. And that's what we're going to do here on the Thomas Paine podcast the day after the election. Of course, let me do some real quick plugs first because we could use your help. Please, one, share this and get it out. Because we can't do it on Twitter. And I refuse to kiss their ass and press a button to say that I was wrong. We will appeal the decision. And once we lay it out, like we will on here, I think it'd be hard to say that we fucked up. Because we didn't. My tweet was right on the money. Hours before this broke. Hours. Would have owned this story. Massive story. Okay, that's number one. Share this and get it out. Okay, because we could use your help. Two, thank you for the folks on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. You know, passionate about this stuff, right? Somebody steals bread off your table from your mouth, like these Twitter guys have been doing for years. This proves exactly what I've been saying for years. These fucking pieces of shit keep independent media down time and time and time again. They did it on the fly. Presidential election 2020, that's the Super Bowl politics. When you're covering national security or national politics, that's the Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl. We scored a touchdown on the opening kickoff, 7:10 p.m. What'd they do? Not only called it back. Remember the Super Bowl where they turned the lights off? They turned the fucking lights off in the stadium. So get them out of here. Get them out. I've never seen anything like it, okay? Thinking that we would just go away like we're making shit up. I had it nailed. Matter of fact, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you on those platforms, patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, for giving a crap and supporting us and helping us keep the lights on. And, you know, just for these types of situations where we have to go to war. We have to go to war with these people who are communists. They're not Americans. They're communists. Dorsey is an information terrorist, along with his Silicon Valley brethren and sisterin. They hate your guts. They hate my guts. They step in and they play God in these situations. You have no right to do that. They don't know the dirt I have. They don't even ask you for proof. They just fucking lock you down. Yeah, you're locked down. If you click this button and you admit you're wrong, we'll let you back in into our urine-soaked cat box in 12 hours. But you have to admit you're wrong. Fuck that. I'm not admitting I'm wrong. I'll lay it out like a prosecutor. It's going to be fun. But thank you to the folks on those platforms for helping us out. As I said before, it goes a long way. Comes out to about the price of a half a cocktail a month. We call it the Intel Happy Hour. And for exact same reasons as this, you break a national story, the biggest story of the night, and they lock it down. What is that? That should scare the hell out of you. Again, it illustrates exactly what I've been saying about these people for years. The question is, are people out there ready to listen? Because I'm going to put on a fucking clinic here in about a minute with the video to show you what happened. Of course, I'll talk through it for the people that are on the podcast as well. It's uncanny. It's uncanny what they do. And they do they get away with it? And I dropped the bomb on them and they, boom. Freedom of speech is dead, folks. Freedom of speech is dead. And where's everybody else? I didn't see anybody else in the news media come out so far and defend my ass. You're all a bunch of fucking phonies as well. Bought and sold. Bought and sold. Let's see who comes out in the next day. I laid everything out on. It's already been laid out. On YouTube when we did the More Pain pre-show. It's already public. I don't see anybody saying, hey, what happened to you, man? Heard you had a big story and got screwed up. They yanked you. They closed you down. Media doesn't care. They're all bought and paid for. Damn near every one of them. Damn near every one of them. So we'll see if we can get the story out on Wednesday. I have to be honest with you. I need to get some sleep. We're running on fumes here. Election day and everything else. Now you got to do this at 2 a.m. to make up for fucking mistakes. By people who are so corrupt. It's beyond, Twitter is beyond corrupt. And Facebook is beyond corrupt. Again, and nobody in D.C. has done anything about it. So fuck them too. All right, let's just move along here. Go along with me here. I'm going to go into my professor mode. Again, hey. Jump on those platforms if you can. We can use all the help we can get. This is a textbook situation where you need to support independent journalism or it's going to go away. It's going to go away. And I'll give you some background on this story too tonight. Some of the stuff that came out in the press tonight about the story. We were directing it. I was directing it from my chair in my living room while I was watching the election results. You can't even make this stuff up. Okay. I think I'm going to go with no music for the most part because I just want to rip through this. So since this is a special podcast, it's 2 in the morning and I feel like It's so frustrating as a journalist, you know. A big story like this on a big day. I'm not overhyping this. You'll see. You'll see. And wait till what plays out today in Pennsylvania. Wait till you see how this story plays out in Pennsylvania. It's going to be a freak show. This might end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. But I want you guys to remember who had it first and who got shut down fast. 20 minutes. That's a new record. That's a new record. And every time we break a story like this, we stick our neck out. I stick my neck out. And time and time and time again, we're proven right. Dorsey and his group of idiots are about to find out. Find out how right we are. And that I don't put a tweet out. And I don't put a story out unless I got it fucking nailed to the wall. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the first screen here. Here we go. The tweet is right here, as you can see on the video. Breaking. This is 7:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, November 3rd, yesterday. Top officials and the polls in Pennsylvania closed at 8 p.m. Recognize that. Now, I want to say something real quick as you're reading this before I before I read it to you on the video. Before I tweeted this out, we had a conversation here. When the news came in, and the feeling was, if you tweet this out, the account will be suspended. Do we still tweet it out, knowing that the 315,000 people could be kaput? Do we still tweet it out? Now, I think the account's still up, but we don't have any access to it. I say, fuck these people. We're putting it out. I don't care. I don't care. Enough censorship, enough self-censoring, enough grab ass. We put it out just like we did in 2016. It goes out. It's right. It's nailed. It goes out. Full well knowing what they were going to do. But you can't self-censor anymore, right? This is an important story. You can't just say, oh, let's not put it out because we're afraid our brand's going to suffer, right? I figure if you're good at something and you kick ass, and if you lose your whatever platform on Twitter or Facebook, you'll just land somewhere else and people will support you for your honesty and the fact that you're not afraid to lose your quote-unquote brand. So we knew this was going to happen, or a good possibility that was going to happen. In fact, I told one of the sources from Pennsylvania, I said, this is going to cost us. It's going to cost us a Twitter account. We're going to have problems. You know, and the guy said in Harrisburg, no way. I said, you fucking watch. He came back later after they filed a lawsuit, by the way. We'll get to that. They filed a lawsuit based on my tweet. Pennsylvania. Republicans. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Headline. Not the headline. The tweet was breaking. Excuse me. I get worked up. Worked up. Top officials in Pennsylvania say Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar is breaking election law in several counties. Buchvar, a crony of Dem Governor Wolf, is in charge of certifying election results. Officials, she is breaking the law to help Biden and screw Trump. Developing. In other words, we're working on a story. We've done this for years, right? And then here it comes. You can see it right here on the video. Let's see if I can highlight this. No, they won't let me highlight because it's a photo. It says right here, you following? I am with the cursor. We have determined that this account violated Twitter rules, specifically for violating our rules against posting misleading information about voting. You may not post content providing false information about voting or registering to vote. I didn't post any false information, nor did they ask where my evidence was. Instead, they just whacked me. So there you have the tweet. Now let's go. We talked about it tonight on Jason's show and my show. So let's look at this. Let's go full thing here. Oops. That's one of those nights. Jason clipped this for me. I think he told me on the fly here, so let's play this. I haven't even watched this yet. He just said he clipped the right part, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, we're breaking some news on here. I might as well break it right now because I just put it out a few minutes ago. I didn't even have time to do a story. I think it's going to heat up tonight, the story, anyhow.
Look at this. 21 minutes. 21-minute-old tweet. 2,000 retweets in 20 minutes. That's big for us, I'm saying. 2,100 likes. I had a response to it. It said, where is the FBI? To that tweet I showed you. Like, there's a tweet again. Shows you. Jason's shown a screenshot of it on the More Pain Show on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I might have been a little animated on that show. And then people were criticizing me for my language. I mean, get the fuck. What are you watching me for? Go away. Go back to Fox. Get out. I don't want you watching me. Go away. I'm serious. It's like I'm tweeting about these guys stealing an election, and people are like, you're cursing. Are you people idiots? Is that who I'm talking to out here? I don't think so. I think we have a smart audience. But I think some of these people that trickle over from YouTube are morons. This is a big story. You think I might get pissed off if someone steals it from you? If someone rolled up to your driveway and stole your Cadillac, would you be upset? I mean, just shut the fuck up. Anyway, right here, look at this. Look at this. That's a fast-moving tweet, man. 20 minutes, 2,000 retweets at 7:10. Think about this, 7:10 p.m. on election night from a little news organization. See what
happens. It could be a national story in a matter of hours, but I got called by top officials here in my home state of Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, that say that Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar has been breaking election law all day long in several counties, and she's about to be called on the carpet for it. That's what I'm told. And, of course, Buchvar is a crony of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, who's looking for a cabinet position and will do anything he can try to get as a cabinet position under Biden. Okay. Whoa. So he's got Buchvar out there, and Buchvar is in charge of certifying election results in the state. And officials say she spent the day bending and breaking laws in several counties, and this is developing, and we're going to see how it plays out, especially if Donald Trump loses Pennsylvania. I think this Buchvar broad is going to be a household name in a relatively short amount of time.
Not in a good way. Oh, it says Mike Moore's tweet deleted. Is that true?
Yeah, they probably did. They probably...
I just clicked on it.
Ooh. We've temporarily
violated the Twitter rules.
Some of your account features.
Whoa.
That's that. Let's move on to the next thing. So that's 7:10 p.m. And that's about 7:10 p.m. So that's 7:30, 7:35 p.m. Right? Look at this. Okay. And we talked about it on the show, right? I said, I got to get off. When I get off, I'll figure out what's going on. Nine. Let's go to the videotape here. 9:17 p.m. 2 hours after I tweeted. 9:17 p.m. Associated Press, Mark Levy, reporter, covers the courts in Pennsylvania for Associated Press. Harrisburg, PA, this is what he tweets. I don't see anything happening to his tweet. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday, this is since we talked on the More Pain Show. They filed the lawsuit while we were talking, okay, based on my tweet. You can't make this up. And Twitter says it's fake. It was election lies. Oh, okay. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday night in a statewide appellate court, Republican U.S. Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania and five other plaintiffs want to block counties from allowing voters whose mail-in ballots were disqualified to vote by provisional ballots. This is what happened. Okay. This is why we go back to the original tweet, okay? Brooke Varr is packing the ballot box, okay? Packing it. Packing the ballot box. Fake, illegal votes for Democrats. And she's been doing it for days. Actually, probably longer based on the information we have. You know when President Trump says they're stealing the election? This is what he's talking about. He came out 1:30 a.m., okay, this morning, Wednesday, and said they're stealing the election. This is what he's talking about. The Republicans in Pennsylvania filed a lawsuit while we were doing the Moore Payne show based on the stuff I was tweeting about. Let's go back to the original tweet if we can find it. Well, it doesn't matter. You know what the tweet said, right? I literally said everything this lawsuit says. Okay, that's 9:10 p.m. Meanwhile, I'm still locked out of my Twitter account. I'm a liar, according to Twitter, okay? I'm spreading false information about the election. Meanwhile, a lawsuit's filed. Okay. Let me tell you what they were doing. Well, you know what? I don't even have to tell you. I'll just let the Pennsylvania Senate Republicans, okay, the majority leader in Pennsylvania, I'll let him tell you. Because 4 hours after it was 5 hours after I tweeted, he put out a statement. The Republicans put out a long statement, and we'll cover that in a minute. While you're looking at that here on the video, I want to play an audio tag for you guys as well that has Jermaine, because this came out about the 10 minutes before this broke, this press release broke, okay, on the exact quote I had. And by the way, I love it when the stuff comes together. It proves me right. Because I love it. And Twitter doesn't have a fucking leg to stand on legally here. Does anybody know any lawyers out there with any guts? I mean, it's thin. It's thin out here. Everybody talks a good game on Fox and other places, but when the chips are down, man, they're nowhere to be found. This broke on Fox. We were watching Fox. We started laughing, right? And I started getting tweets from some of my guys in Harrisburg saying, oh, man, the cat's out of the bag. When are you going to do your podcast? I said, I'll get to it. I'm watching the results. I'm trying to relax. I'm seething in real life, though. I'm literally seething. Is this it? No. This is it.
All right. Out there that is still...
This was from Fox. We'll go just audio.
The Senate race and the state call.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace.
Meanwhile, I actually have some news. A Pennsylvania court has agreed to hold a hearing tomorrow on a GOP effort to invalidate some votes in Pennsylvania that were, quote, fixed or cured in legal jargon, where apparently that these were mail-in ballots that had some problem and that somehow they were altered to be counted. The GOP is making an effort to invalidate those counts. I'm also told...
There you go. Chris Wallace. Okay. That's 5 hours. 5 hours after I broke the story and got banned. Chris Wallace on Fox is telling the entire world what's going on. That there's a lawsuit that was filed just hours ago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to now. So we got rid of that. Moments after that, that was a little bit before midnight. Right about midnight, I'd say right before midnight, this statement came out. Let me blow it up here. We can get it bigger for you guys because I can't see anything, man. I'm blind with these things. let's see, one more. If you're watching the video podcast on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, don't bust my chops for plugging it because I'm telling you where the video is. And plus, don't you want to get in on this stuff? I'm always ahead of the game. Always ahead of the game. This was a national story. And guess what? Like I said, it's not going away. So, I mean, it'll be out of my hands. Let me take a quick drink here. it'll graduate from our hands now, but we need to get this out to people and let them know what's going on. They're literally heisting the election. This is from right here. See on the video. Pennsylvania Senate Republicans on their website. Senate Republican leaders call for PA Secretary of State to resign immediately. Resign immediately. Now, when I was talking to Jason after the show, he was asking me what's going on with this. I said, I'm waiting for confirmation. They're going to ask this woman to resign tonight. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? I said, the lady I tweeted about, the woman, the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, they're going to ask her to resign. They're going to try to force her out because she's out of control. And he was, I think, taken aback by that, but he'll attest to that. We're going to probably do another show about it today because I think this is going to heat up. I know it's going to heat up. It's already heating up, believe me. It's in the courts already, and the courts late after midnight responded to the lawsuit and said they would hear the case. It is valid, and it's fucking more than valid, and I'll show you that. I got an inside email. I got a smoking gun email. I'll share that with you too. But before we get there, and I don't want to spend all night on this because I am fucking zonked. I am zonked, okay? I don't know what we're on. I'm on at least 24 hours. That's okay. It's not my first rodeo. The release reads, in light, I have to highlight this because I'm, in light of Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar's numerous actions to undermine public confidence in Pennsylvania's elections, Senate President pro tempore Joe Scarnati and Majority Leader Jake Corman today called for her immediate resignation. The senators issued the following statement. Secretary Buchvar told the U.S. Supreme Court on October 28th that ballots received after 8 p.m. on November 3rd would be segregated, but she changed the rules on November 1st and directed counties to canvass those ballots as soon as possible upon receipt. In some counties, it is not possible to both segregate and canvass ballots as directed. The directive leaves open the possibility that timely votes will be commingled with votes received after 8 p.m. on Election Day. In other words, they were going to pad the votes. Despite the fact that these votes remain the subject of litigation before the United States Supreme Court. Okay, it gets even worse than that. The department changed the rules again on November 2nd when they provided last second guidance. That's Monday, when they provided last second guidance and directed counties to provide information to help voters whose mail-in or absentee ballots were incorrectly completed, so those voters could vote on a provisional ballot. The late release of this guidance resulted in inconsistent application across the counties, some of whom contacted voters as directed and some who did not. There is no basis for this guidance in current law. The secretary created this new process out of thin air. I'm losing my voice. Stay with me because it gets interesting because this leads back to the fingerprints of Governor Wolf, who, by the way, again, wants a position in the Biden cabinet. Guys, the election's going to come down to this, what I'm telling you. This is why it's a big story. It already has come down to this. Pennsylvania, you win Pennsylvania, you're in. The scattershot approach to Pennsylvania elections is wholly inappropriate and a direct breach of the position she is on record of supporting in litigation, position that Justice Barrett specifically said is best left to the legislative branch of Pennsylvania government. Blah, 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 blah. And there's more there. This is important. This is germane. Twice in the last 2 days leading up to the election, formal and informal guidance from Secretary of State has fundamentally altered the manner in which Pennsylvania's elections are being conducted in ways that were not provided for either in the election code or the numerous legal cases that have been decided leading up to today. In other words, they're violating election code. They're violating laws. That she's just doing whatever she wants at the direction of Wolf. Governor Wolf, both crazy Democrats. That's another black guy for Pennsylvania. This press release, I'll put a link to it. We should just, it goes on and on and on. It gives you more background. But I'm going to give you some more interesting background. I'll break it down for you. I'm going to go from my notes here. So we'll come back to me on the camera, and then we'll, because I want to show you guys that internal document as well. So bear with me, because it's the middle of the night. Is it possible for a guy just to run on anger? I don't know. I think it might be. This is how it breaks down. This is from a top-ranking source who wrote this to me. What does all this mean? It means the Wolf administration told county officials last night in writing, and we have that. I have the in writing. Okay? They didn't have that in here. They probably have it in the lawsuit, but we couldn't get our hands on it. I don't know if it's sealed or just it was so fresh that we, again, when you file a lawsuit in the middle of the night, it might not be available. And literally in the middle of the night after the courts are closed. Wolf administration told county officials last night in writing that they must provide personal information of all people who had mail-in ballots rejected to party officials who requested it. So if you had a mail-in ballot and they said, your ballot's screwed up, you can't use it. Sorry, you can't vote. That's the way it's supposed to stay. You lost your chance to vote because it was rejected. Your ballot was rejected. But these guys, he said, state law forbids the disclosure of personal information until after the polls close. Wolf knows this, but still sent the directive. But of course, the Dems wanted the information so they can go to these voters and get them to request a provisional ballot to vote at their polling site. So if you had a ballot that was rejected, the Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, at the governor's direction, was telling that those people had to be identified. And then they were going to the people and saying, hey, yeah, your ballot got screwed up. Here's a provisional ballot. Here, fill it out and we'll put it in as a vote. That's beyond electioneering. That's just fucking fraud. That's fraud. But guess they weren't given the GOP the same deal. It was all to benefit the Democrats, all to benefit Biden. Basically, Wolf wanted counties to break the law today so that they can get Democrats to the polls to file a provisional ballot before the polls closed. That's what it is. That's what it is. And they did it all throughout the state. And the fingerprints of Buchvar as the Secretary of State and the governor are all over this. Let me see if I can recap this in like street language for you guys, okay? You send in a ballot, a mail-in ballot, and something's messed up or you didn't do something right. It's supposed to be rejected. Nobody's supposed to contact you by law to tell you, hey, you screwed up, vote again. You only get to vote once. If you make a mistake, that's on you. They can't contact you and tell you that you made a mistake till after the polls close because you don't get to vote twice. It's illegal. It's illegal to vote twice. But now the governor of Pennsylvania and the Secretary of State cook up a scheme where you're allowed to vote twice. The election officials find out whose ballots were screwed up, which Democratic voters' ballots were screwed up. They take that list, they contact the people, they get them a provisional ballot, a new ballot, a replacement ballot, they fill this out, and then they register it as a vote. They voted twice. This is the governor of the state and his Secretary of State who oversees, okay, who certifies elections and oversees the election commission. She's behind this. You think she's doing it on her own? No. I'm losing my voice. So they've cooked up a scheme where you could vote twice, but the other side doesn't get to vote twice. The Republicans don't get to vote twice. The Democrats went out and lassoed up all these people. All these Democrats and said, hey, your first vote didn't count. You got to vote again. Here's the paperwork. Fill it out, give it to us, and we'll get everything corrected. Now, most people be like, oh, hey, thanks a lot. I didn't know I screwed it up. Let me fill that out. And then how many? I don't even know. It's insane. It's insane. You're only supposed to be able to vote once in this country. Now you got the state. Now you got the governor of the state. Not only any state, the state that's going to decide the election, presumably, from what it looks like. And his secretary of state telling people to do this. No wonder. I mean, I said it before. Where is the FBI? I think this is criminal. Oh, what the hell? No one listens to me. I put out a tweet and I get banned. You can't even, like, oh, get him off. Get him off there. He's a menace. Get him off there. Okay, here's an internal email. Nobody else has this, folks. This is what I got tonight before I put out the tweet. I said, oh, I got you guys. Look at this one. If they say, oh, that's not true. The allegations are false. Kiss my ass. From Jonathan Marks, jmarks@pa.gov, November 2nd. That's Monday. Look at this. See this? I'm highlighting. 8:38 p.m. Subject, important DOS email. That's Department of State. Clarification regarding the ballot set aside during pre-canvass. This lays out the entire scheme. It's to all county election directors or whoever's on their list. It doesn't show you everybody they send it to. He obviously blind carbon copied people. I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry. It's almost 3 a.m. I just need some water. Dear county election directors, Department of State has been asked whether county boards of elections can provide information to authorized representatives and representatives of political parties during the pre-canvass about voters whose absentee and mail-in ballots have been rejected. This is them saying, go do it. The department issued provisional ballot guidance on October 21st, 2020, that explains that voters whose completed absentee or mail-in ballots are rejected by the county board for reasons unrelated to voter qualifications may be issued a provisional ballot. To facilitate communication with those voters, the county board of elections should provide information to party and candidate representatives. So if Biden says, hey, if Joe Biden's campaign says, hey, Department of State, Election Commission, Jonathan Marks is a deputy secretary for elections and commissions under the Department of State, whose boss is the woman we're talking about, okay? If the Joe Biden campaign says, hey, give us a list of voters whose completed, right here, I'll highlight it, completed absentee or mail-in ballots were rejected for reasons unrelated to voter qualifications, and we'll contact those people ourselves, and we'll make sure that we get them a provisional ballot so they can vote twice. You can't even. This is it. This is a smoking gun. This is the email they sent saying, go ahead. It's cool. Do it. You're allowed to do it. At 8:38 p.m. right here on Monday night. Right? Time that the polls open in the morning. The polls open less than 12 hours later. I was at the poll at 7 a.m. in Pennsylvania, I think. It was early. I've been up forever. I'm like an animal out here during election season. And then I get treated so shabbily by Twitter. But we have the smoking gun right here. This guy works for the Secretary of State, under the Secretary of State. Guys, you can't even make this up. I don't know if this email is in the lawsuit, but we have it. And you're reading it right now. I guess I should have put like True Pundit across the top of it or something. Whatever. It'll get out there eventually. And that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. Let me see if we have anything else in regards to the video portion. You saw the email. I'll make this shit up. I don't put up emails that don't exist. Got the guy's phone numbers on and everything. Hey, if you call the guy, it's not my fucking problem. It's his problem. Okay, so so how is it fake? Twitter says that violating our rules against posting misleading information about voting. You may not post content providing false information about voting or registering to vote. Well, I didn't post anything false. The state of Pennsylvania posted it at the direction of the governor and his secretary of state. They're the ones who are running the scheme. I'm just a journalist uncovering it. But that's not allowed anymore. Because if you go against the cabal, the Democratic cabal that Dorsey and his wing monkeys represent, then you're the problem. You have to be taken out. This is how I talked about it tonight, okay? This is how I clear my throat off mic. This is how every totalitarian regime starts, with despots and tyrants who tell you what you can and what you can't say and feed you propaganda, and someone comes in with the truth and they clamp down on you. In the old days, they used to take you for a ride, so to speak. Take that guy for a ride. Oh, we don't know what happened to him, right? Now they just cut you off. 21 minutes, story's gone. Why is that? Why is that? Now, am I supposed to be out of a Twitter account? I don't know. Does it matter? I don't know. What the hell use? What good is a Twitter account if you use it to tell the truth and you get clamped down? Right? And guess what happened? At 1:10 a.m., I get a tweet from Harrisburg from my people. Dorsey thinks he can fucking stick his nose in Pennsylvania. I lived here most of my life, except for when I was in North Jersey going to school and working. I got a lot of hooks in PA. I think I just proved it, right? I think I might have just proven it. After 1 a.m. today, I get the tweet from Harrisburg. The Pennsylvania court has agreed to hear the case. All the stuff I just laid out will be evidence in the case. You have the Secretary of State writing that email to county election folks saying, yeah, if anybody contacts you, like anybody from a senator's campaign or anybody from the Biden campaign, you have to give them the information they ask for. It's against state law. You can't do that until after the polls close. It's a double whammy, really. One, you're not allowed to give the information out until after the polls close. Two, people are not allowed to vote in any state in the country twice, especially if the governor sets up a scheme with the Secretary of State and puts a scheme into motion where you can vote twice. And they go out and they get your vote. They go out to your house, tell you, oh, you screwed up, fill this out, or come with us. Or here's a ballot when you come to the courthouse, hand this to this lady and she'll file it for you. They do that all the time. Show up at the courthouse like, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, yeah, I see you have a provisional ballot. Would you like me to file that for you so you don't have to come into this labyrinth of hell? Try to figure, oh, yeah, sure, here, take it. And they take it. And if it's for Biden, it goes into a box. And if for Trump, it goes into the car trunk of the Secretary of State, never to be found again. So you can either show up at the courthouse and give the people this, and they take it and say, we got another one for Biden. Our scheme's working. They got Democrats planted at the door. Don't think this doesn't happen. I have reports of it happening. Previous reports, now those dovetail with this. This is a massive scheme. So we need to get the word out about this scheme. Yeah, I got screwed over, okay, on the story. What else is new? It's not the end of the world, right? The important thing is we get this information out about this podcast and this story, because it has direct impact on who the next president of the United States is going to be. And it can come down to something this simple and a scheme this sinister. Can they get away with it? If we get the word out, I think that can only help shine light on these cockroaches like Wolf, his Secretary of State, and the underlings who are running this scheme. They can't hide. We got the emails. That's just one email. There are other emails that haven't been sent to me. Proves the case. Proves everything we wrote was correct. 7:10 p.m. breaking, the tweet said, Thomas Paine, Thomas 1774 Paine, top officials in Pennsylvania say Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar is breaking election law in several counties. Proven. Allegations are proven. They said that, right? Proven. Okay. Buchvar, a crony Dem of Governor Wolf, also a crony Dem, is in charge of certifying election results. True, as Secretary of State. True. Officials, colon, Buchvar is breaking the law to help Biden and screw Trump. True, based on a lawsuit that's now been filed, okay, and based on internal memo I just showed you from 8:38 p.m. on Monday. Who the fuck in the state writes an email? If you're familiar with state government, the night before the election puts out an email? Why would they do that at 8:38? You think they're doing that so they can help people, people who didn't vote, help them get the word out? It's virtually impossible. At 8:38 p.m., think about this. I'm losing my voice. We have to go to a little, I need a little, I need 10 seconds. I have to go to some music real quick and take a drink. I'm sorry. I'm getting too old for this shit. When does a fighter get the rest, man? Fucking scrapping since I was 12. 41 years, 42 years I've been throwing punches. 3 in the morning, day after an election. It's not even decided. I'm still throwing punches, man. They're still fucking with me. Ugh, what a career. I'm always in the middle of shit. Can't take that away from me. Little small group, we're always in the middle of it. Round and round is right. So listen, I'm going to get back to my original point. Then I'm going to wrap it up because I'm zonked. And I'm sure you're sick of this already. Although I think I laid it out pretty well. Who writes an email at 8:38 p.m.? The night before the polls open in a presidential election, and they do it to help to help people whose votes and absentee ballots and everything else were rejected. They do it because they already have people lined up in the Democratic Party that are going to contact these people. They've already given the lists out. If this is ever investigated by the FBI or anybody else, the lists are already out. That memo is written to cover everybody's ass. Say, yeah, we said they could do it. Oh, so what did they do? They went out that morning and had all day, supposedly, to round these people up and have them file provisional ballots. They probably had been doing it for weeks. Weeks. You cannot vote twice anywhere in the United States. It doesn't matter if Governor Wolf says you can do it and his wing monkeys and this bird brain broad who's the Secretary of State. It doesn't matter. It's illegal. It's illegal. Not only does it shatter state laws, it shatters federal laws. This is a federal election. It's not a state election. It's a federal election. The FBI should be in on this, and Barr should be in on this. This is a massive scheme, and it could dictate who the next president of the United States is. It has to be addressed. It's fucking enormous scheme. We tried to tell people. I would have had it all laid out during the election, during the Moore Payne show. I was going to lay it all out. Cut some of the stuff loose. Get to it. One thing I did not see was them locking us down so soon. We were pretty sure it was going to happen. I thought maybe we had an hour or two to get this out. Considering we had 3,000 tweets in 21 minutes, you can consider the damage we could have done spreading the word in a couple hours. But 21 minutes? And they're looking for stuff like this. They are looking for stuff like this. This triggered some kind of algorithm. I don't know what the hell it did. Share this and get it out. That's all I can say. Share and get it out. And if you can, support us, man. Support us so we can keep doing stuff like this. It's going to cost, I think it's going to, some kind of legal battle now to get the Twitter account back. If we can even get it back. Is it even worth getting back? Things we will decide in-house. But for now, that's good. How many big stories can we break in a week? This is getting damn ridiculous. Apparently, we're done breaking stories according to Twitter, right? Because we violated their rules by posting misleading information about voting that happened to be not misleading at all, happened to be right on the fucking money. Now there's a lawsuit, and this is going to blow up into a national scandal. But somehow it was misleading because we were the first to do it. See how they do that? So if you can jump in on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, do it, man. Help us out. We can use a helping hand. I'm not proud. You know, to admit that we're a little group and we're breaking our ass and we have limited resources. And now they're trying to take the resources that we've built, a Twitter account, they're trying to take that away. Whatever, we'll improvise. We'll overcome. We will adapt. We're Americans. We're good enough to survive no matter what they throw at us. That's what we've been doing for 4 years. And again, this just illustrates perfectly to the T of how these guys operate to keep the truth away from you. While people on Twitter who lie on a regular basis are rewarded, just tell you flat out lies. They're rewarded. Their accounts are not touched. Right? But us? No. Because we tell the truth. We can't be controlled. We're rogue, man. We're breaking this news. Who are these guys to break news? Who's in New York Post, who are these guys to break news on Hunter Biden? We say what's news. That's unverified. No, it's not. No. The Hunter Biden story has been verified. This story, I just verified it. And they verified it while I was while I was on air doing the Moore Payne show on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. The Republicans in Pennsylvania, the majority leader and the president pro tempore in Pennsylvania, verified it with a fucking lawsuit that goes to court tomorrow. So you tell me how I posted and we posted content providing false information about voting or registering to vote. We didn't. The Dems did. As I said, Wolf did. And his administration did. We just reported on it. And so here we are. Share this for us, will you? I'll tell you guys exactly how to do that, too. Go to the videotape. Back to the videotape. Go up here. This was not the story because the Pain in the Morning story will be here. It'll be a different picture. It'll probably be of Wolf or something like that in Pennsylvania. You click on this if you want to share the story. When I say share this for us, there'll be a story with the podcast embedded in it. Click on this, right? You go here to share. and you want to share it on Twitter, you share it on Twitter, right? But it won't let me log in, see, because I'm logged out. Want to log in first? Usually it just lets me retweet it, but it won't let me do that because I'd be locked out of Twitter. That's what this whole episode's about. Or share it on Facebook or whatever, other places here. You know, you share it anywhere. That's how you share it, okay? Thank you. Take care. God bless you.